Good morning on Saturday the 18th. Excuse my voice, getting a little hoarse here. Hopefully I don't lose it. Let's jump right into hockey. So I think that Tampa Bay might win this game. I'm not willing to bet on that. It's plus money, so it's not bad. But I have a better option. I'm taking the same game parlays. I'm going to do two of them. I played these actually yesterday or the day before. So check it out, but Tampa Bay plus 1.5 and under 7.5, minus 110. And then Tampa Bay plus 1.5 and over 4.5, minus 110. If you only like one or the other, I would probably lean to the under. I think Vasilevsky won't give up 3 goals in the first period this time. My fear on the under is that Darcy Kuemper might get blown up by Tampa Bay, which is why I'm leaning Tampa Bay. But Colorado at home here, they're no slouch. No slouch. And that's why I did split it up with some over, because I think that Tampa Bay, with their offensive juggernaut that they are, could damage Vasilevsky enough to get some points here. And like I said, I do think Tampa Bay scores on Kuemper today. I really do think they score today. So, really, it's an issue. Like I said, I'm splitting it up part under, part over with the tease numbers. And I would lean under simply because I think Vasilevsky gets it done today. All that being said, it sounds like I should be taking Tampa Bay money line. And again, I think that's the way to go if you're just taking a straight money line. I like Tampa Bay plus 1.5 just in case you go to overtime again, just in case it's one of those close games. That's what I want to do. And with a goalie like Vasilevsky, I don't think that I'm not as worried about losing by two if Tampa Bay does lose. So that's what I'm doing with hockey. And again, I played this yesterday, the day before. The numbers should be pretty similar. Check it out, though. I haven't had to reassess it for this morning because, again, played. All right, so baseball. I definitely like Atlanta here. They cost us yesterday. I'm going to split it up. I'm going to do Atlanta on the run line for half. I'm going to do Atlanta in under 10.5. For a same game parlay for the other half. I really think Atlanta wins this game. I don't want to pay that kind of juice. Obviously, the safest bet of all to win is just take the money line for Atlanta. The thing is, we obviously have to pay the juice, and you never know what will happen. This should be a lower scoring game. Wins heading in and pretty fast. So it'll be the reverse of what's been happening with the blowout numbers. All right. San Francisco and Pittsburgh. I'm going to take San Francisco, parlayed up with under 12.5. I do not like San Francisco on the run line due to Quintana for Pittsburgh. He has a chance to keep it close. I think that's for that same reason it should go under. All right, Tampa Bay and Baltimore. I'm going under yet again in this one. I'm going to do Tampa Bay and under 12.5, minus 105. You could take Tampa Bay straight money line. It's not too expensive in the 145 range. That's not bad. In the olden days, as they say, that's exactly what I would have done. But I feel like we have, with the under 12.5, I don't have a lot of fear on that. Tampa Bay hasn't been scoring a ton of points lately. All right, the next one is going to be Houston. I will take Houston on the run line, minus 115. Trust Verlander to get it done. White Sox really are in disarray right now. I think La Russa's lost the clubhouse as far as I'm concerned, and he's lost the fans already. I think we've got to go with Houston here at home. And then San Diego over Colorado. Bounce back game. Better pitcher. San Diego minus 120. Straight old-fashioned bet. Then for the parlays, Atlanta and Houston for two leggers. And Atlanta, Houston, and San Diego for the three leg. And best of luck.